Osric Agravain watched Sidastra burn. At his jailer's behest, he sat upon the scourge-risen dragon, hovering at a safe distance from the battle. Osric fought back the only way he could, attempting to defy Sovereign enough that the dragon had to exert some of his will to maintain a grip on him as a helmsman clutches the wheel in a storm. With an effort, Osric managed to tilt his head down, gazing longingly into the black abyss below.
"Let me fall. Let me die."
"You do not wish to die," the charming voice suggested.
And Osric remained where he was, a sudden instinct for self-preservation reasserting itself. He had tried so hard to fight Sovereign back in the throne room when his niece had lunged at him with fire blazing. All he had been able to do was get a few brief words out to the boy, and only because Sovereign had lost focus for a moment, angered and infuriated by the child and his dragon. Osric could feel Sovereign brooding on the scrawny white dragon. Never had he been as fixated on anything in all the miserable years Osric had served him. Silver lightning flashed, followed by the distant boom of the Storm Lord's power. Osric felt Sovereign's hunger for the white dragon grow ravenous, as though this hatchling were to be his first meal in months. As quickly as it rose, it vanished, replaced by an equally powerful wrath. The storm dragon was dead. The utter black clouds of his magic dissipated, allowing moonlight to shine through. Hope kindled in Osric. Had his niece somehow achieved the impossible? Then, Sovereign's presence re-entered his mind in full, and Osric's ember of hope guttered out. It was rare for Sovereign to take control of him completely. Such total domination required increased use of the dragon's core. Yet this was the decisive moment in his plans. The fall of Sidastra would mark the beginning of the end. Much of Sovereign's will and strength had been spent on handling the swarm and other matters leading to this moment. Sovereign could not afford to fail. So it was that Osric Agravain, that once proud warrior, awarded the Gunnvaldr's horns by order of Empress Skadi, and the so-called Hero of Fiolin, now curled up inside his own mind. Afraid. Helpless. Pathetic. Sovereign took control of his faculties. Osric watched on as though from afar, as his body leaned over the scourge dragon's neck, bracing himself. Given the dragon's rage, Osric thought Sovereign would enter the battle himself through Osric, risking an arrow or ballista bolt after all. As Sovereign's will solidified inside Osric, the Queen of the Swarm surged forward, now her own tether to Sovereign was weakened. The ghouls and bugs were careless without guidance, running headlong into any trap or defense set against them. Not that it would matter if Sovereign decided to risk himself, well, Osric, in the fray. Talia would stand no chance against him. His last wish was not to kill Talia himself. Killing one family member had been ruinous enough for his soul. Just as it seemed they would descend toward the city, there came numerous dragon roars, much closer. Disembodied as Osric now felt, he could still feel his heart pound. More dragons were out there. Were they scourge-risen, like the beast he rode? Osric couldn't say for certain either way. Sovereign kept his thoughts and plans hidden from him. Then he felt it. A power greater than any he had felt in his magical senses since bonding with Sovereign. Through his bond, Osric felt fear for the first time. With a sudden rush of wind, a dragon flew perilously close by. An emerald drake swerved around, flew toward them, its jaws open and green power gathering. Sovereign's grip on him loosened. The dragon's presence retreated across their twisted bond, and Osric came slamming back into control of his own body. The emerald came on, intending to kill the scourge dragon he sat upon. Osric had no choice. He could not recall the last time he had had a choice.